G'day, it's Mitch Gannon, Managing Editor of Glasshouse Country and Melania News and The Sentinel, and here are your top local headlines making news across our region this week. In GCNM News, the Sunshine Coast Council is facing community pushback over security spending. Council has allocated over $165,000 to library security guards this financial year following increased abusive behaviour, though some local BWR residents especially are questioning if the cost represents true value for money. Our local legend, Martin Duncan, has been nominated for a National Kindness Award. He's the Sunshine Coast foodie and founder of Scone Time, and he's been named a finalist for Australia's Kindest Person after 8 years of bringing community members together over fresh scones and conversations. So congratulations to Martin there. We've also got a story about climbing the Glasshouse Mountains. Yinnabarra and Covey Covey elders have called for a permanent end to climbing Mount Biwa due to cultural and safety concerns, though the state government confirms there are currently no plans to close the trails. We've also got a mixed response to the proposed Biwa campground trial. Sunshine Coast Council closed the campground at the sports grounds quite a few years ago, but it's now preparing a trial for self-contained RVs. But locals are raising concerns over the proposed commercial rates for a site with no on-site amenities. And we've also got a story about the Glasshouse Mountains Orchid Society, which is warning its 50th anniversary show is under threat after changes under Council's new booking system has nearly doubled their hall hire costs. So check all those stories out in GCNM News. In the Sentinel, a big story last week was Moreton Bay Council announcing it is opening free camping site in Petrie. It follows a Supreme Court ruling regarding the eviction of homeless individuals from a Launton Park in Moreton Bay earlier this year. And its council has now established a dedicated free camping space at Wiley Park, equipped with basic facilities and security. And that has garnered quite a considerable amount of feedback and pushback across different organisations. So check that story out. Meals on Wheels Moreton Bay has relocated its Caboolture meal distribution to Burpengary following repeated incidents of antisocial behaviour, but it's reassuring clients that home deliveries will continue unchanged. Hannah Johnson has taken out the prestigious state showgirl title at the Ecker, leading a standout weekend for Somerset representatives on the state stage. And Mae Wallace has received the rare RSL Meritorious Service Medal, recognising over 30 years of dedicated service to veterans and the wider Kilcoy community. So plenty of nice stories in the Sentinel this week. That's a wrap on your main headlines this week. Grab all these stories and more by picking up your free copy of GCNM News of the Sentinel out from tomorrow. This is Mitch on 101.5. Have a great week.